I think here in Australia, the Zoom classes for kids are pretty much done, as a lot more kids are going back to school now.
Yeah, well, I think for most schools it's next week that students are going back. Could be wrong there. I feel like that sounds about right.
Well, there's a whole heap that are already back.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you not noticed the school zones back in place?
Yeah, but they have been in place the full way through.
Yeah, but kids have been going back.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, Zoom lessons via, whether it's for school, whether it's for work, having meetings, PT workouts, Zoom has become a big part of our lives through COVID. And with it, we've seen Zoom fails and we've seen some gems. We've seen, I feel like the opening one, the first one was the poor lady who was in the middle of a meeting and she must have been doing the Zoom on her phone.
Yep.
And she, nature called, she had to duck out to go to the loo. She took her phone with her, thinking maybe that she'd turned her camera off or maybe forgetting that it was on in the first place.
Who knows?
Takes the phone into the toilet with her.
Drops a dax.
Sits down, goes about her business. Everyone in the meeting is, at that point, a mixture of shocked, kind of having a bit of a chuckle, or frantically telling her to turn her camera off. That was the mix. And that was kind of like, I feel like that opened the floodgates for Zoom fails.
Kickstarted it, didn't it?
I thought we were finished with them.
We mostly are. But over in the US, they're still well and truly doing Zoom education.
Mm.
And one child's in the middle of his class. Mum is in the background, not wearing any clothes. Just wanders into the background.
So it's quite funny because the video that's been shared has, it shows it's a primary school class, so they're all quite young. These children are all around between like 7 and 10, I'm guessing. And it sounds like, it looks like from the video that they're all fed up with just Zoom class life. There's one kid who's clearly distracted, not paying attention. Another kid who is clearly asleep. He's just in front of his camera nodding off. Yep. And then everyone gets this wild surprise when there's one kid, he's looking at the camera, looking a little bit disinterested. And in walks mum in the background, stuck naked, just going about her day-to-day business. Gotta love that. Mum's just walking around the house nude.
So awkward.
Yeah. So the kids, they've gotten a shock. The teacher has frantically told the student to turn his camera off. And needless to say, this has to be up there as one of the most embarrassing mum moments of all time, right, for that kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be remembered as nude mum for the rest of his primary schooling.
That is awkward. My mum did some embarrassing stuff back in the day for me.
Yeah.
I remember, it must have been about 17, we were going to like house parties for people's birthdays. Like everyone's turning 18.
Yeah.
And I also really loved the song It's Raining Men. And my mum would text me, like, I'm out the front, it was like to pick me up whenever the party was sort of winding up.
Yeah.
She'd texted me, but I had missed it because I was in the middle of dancing.
To
It's Raining Men.
Yeah.
To which mum's like, she must have texted a few times and I haven't responded, so she's come into the house party.
Oh, you don't want your mum at the house party.
What are you doing here? Get out of here.
And you were mid-dance?
We're all having a great time.
Did she join the dance?
No, thank God.
Oh, that would have been so much worse.
That would have been so much worse.
Embarrassing mums. Mums are great at it. I think you are going to be the most embarrassing mum, Jules.
Me? Yeah. Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
And I know you wear that badge with pride because you've told me stories about how you used to try and embarrass your younger brother.
Oh, they were the best days.
And, I mean, you're expecting a little one in February.
Yeah.
And I think it's just going to be a countdown to the day when they're 14 or 15 and start to feel that teenage shame.
Yeah.
And the embarrassing mum's going to come out.
I'll drop them right at the school gate, blaring some really daggy music.
I can
possibly
imagine
it's Raining Men.
It probably will be that tune, let's be honest. Give us a call. Tell us your embarrassing mum story. Maybe you are an embarrassing mum, a self-proclaimed embarrassing mum.
Mm.
Or maybe you have a mum that does embarrassing things. Call us on 5333 1031. I want to share a story next. I'm breaking the rules just a little bit. It's an embarrassing dad. This is something my dad used to do.
Yep.
And it was excruciating. Details coming up in about 10 minutes. Call us with your story on 5333 1031.